Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Now, I want to share with us on the kingdom word. Truth is only one, because truth is a person. And his name is called Jesus Christ. So when he came full of grace and truth. These truths that Jesus was full of is what I call kingdom words. So kingdom words are truths that are upheld in heaven. Because in heaven the kingdom of God is fully expressed. So kingdom words are truths from the kingdom of God that humanity did not have and that kept us bound. So Jesus had to come with kingdom words to come and set us free.
Hallelujah. So
wow, that is why kingdom words exalt the person, the principles, and the performance of Jesus.
And
that is why kingdom words bring God's royalty, his rule, and his realm in every place where it is embraced. So, ladies and gentlemen, kingdom words, they free mankind from the trap of religion. Because they are higher than the normal religious truths we are used to. So today we are going to intensify kingdom words. You know, before Jesus Christ gave us the Holy Spirit, he spent time tuning the religious minds of his apostles. The Bible says that for 40 days in the upper room, he was tuning their minds to the kingdom of God. This was after his resurrection. But even before his resurrection, just before he went to the cross, from John chapter 13 to chapter 17, we see some of the kingdom words there. That they are not the only places, but we see a compilation of them there, delivered in the upper room.
Na ansana obe wa sorry no wo kinka Yohane asempate du miansa kosi du nso na okasa ahinie ni nsem ni bitreom ewo abrosai no.
So Jesus tuned them and tuned them and tuned them to an extent that when he finished, they asked him, will you at this time give us a kingdom back to Israel? It shows the way that Jesus had prepared them for the Holy Spirit.
So
before the Holy Spirit came in the upper room, the same upper room,
these
apostles who had been given the mind, the kingdom words of Jesus, they knew exactly who the Holy Spirit was or is and his role with them.
And not to munim susun kronkron ansa na obeba no sadia wote ene dwuma a oba be di e wo omumu.
Yeah, they knew that he had come to help them to be and to do.
Na omunim ni ananyame susun kronkron no edebe ye wo mu.
So ladies and gentlemen, if you do not have kingdom truths or kingdom words,
eno ti se woni ahine ni mu no kra na,
you will misunderstand the actions and the moves and the acts of the Holy Spirit.
Susun kronkron na dwuma o ya no wonte ase.
Because what some of us only know about the upper room is that is the place the Holy Ghost came.
Na yemu bebre ni ayenim ni se abrosan no so na ho ena susun kronkron no eba esuafo no so.
But before the Holy Ghost came,
and sana susun kronkron no beba,
kingdom words had been with them.
Na onyankopon ahenia sam no na waka
tro, kingdom truth had been with them.
Sanu kranu na ayewo mu dia,
for so long a time,
for emna bebre mu,
that they understood the coming of the Holy Spirit.
Eno tina wo mu ti susun kronkron na eba
only in one context,
wo bebi ba kopɛ,
the context of the kingdom of God.
Ah, eye ahenia.
Wow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why
Anuntina,
you need to get kingdom truths.
I was a winner ahinia munukrenu.
Because without them,
so when you sound no krena,
you will not understand the context of the coming of the Holy Ghost.
And then as soon crone maya no won't see.
And when he is moving, you will misunderstand it. Because you do not have kingdom truths or the mind of Jesus, who is the kingdom word. So upper room truths are kingdom truths. They are higher truths. Jesus had to take them above the ground to a high place in order to impart unto them what comes from the kingdom.
Na sa ahenia no kra ne ya no kra ekotra ne ayanim no so eno ti na Kristo di omofro abrosan kotna abrosan no sro e ma wo ma ahenia no msam a efi sro no.
Look at two of them. I gave you about 10, about 12, and there are so many between John 13 and 17.
Na na wotu atwam no mekika bebre wo fa Yohane asempate du miansa kwasi du nso na ubenya sa ahenia mu nsam ni bi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The first one we looked at was for us to humble ourselves to take responsibility.
Hallelujah. Amen.
That is a major thing for the Church of the Living God. In our bid to bring the kingdom of God wherever we go. For us not to get petty, but to get gracious.
Na sa yan yan krofo abibin kitikiti be ha yan na mo ye bebie yan mu wadum no.
Wow. The second thing we looked at was the need to identify and not be afraid of the enemy.
Ade to sumienu so yesu yan ne se en se se yesu ya tamfo.
It is important for the work that God has given us for us on this earth not to be afraid of the worst blow of the devil.
Na adwuma wo nyankopon de amaye no ohwehwe se ye begina pinti na yensuro obunsam akutuku.
The Bible says that now the kingdom of God has come and the saints were not afraid. They overcame him by the blood of the lamb.
Hallelujah.
And the word of their testimony as a kingdom word, and they loved not their life to the death.
Na babo mayati ase se ekodum bembem besua na ejidi fo no enya dia na omusuro hwe esa se wo mu dia dance na moja no so ene ni awo ma fam na wo ma ka so ma brabo no omo amu ni bi.
So you should not be afraid of the enemy.
Enu ti men suro bronsam.
Enemy situation should not move you.
Na enyo ma obrosam de wo ba wa kwam no enwo se epusu.
Because they are boosters for you.
Hey, Anioma, Papa.
I said they are boosters for you.
Hey, Anioma, Abema, Wakokan.
They are meant to take you into your kingdom purpose. Just as Judas was a booster for Jesus.
Said they are not Judas. Now I am Jesus.
Hallelujah. Now today we want to look at two other kingdom words or truths. So go to John chapter 13 and I'm going to let you go in good time.
Yeah, ma watobo wako Yohane asempate du miensa.
John chapter 13 and we read from verse 34. For the first time in his life, and he stay on this earth.
Now what Emre did kind of Christo brought.
Jesus gets to the upper room.
Now yes, we are quite abrosan.
And then for the first time he says, a new commandment I give to you.
Now I catch you on semede a powerful frobi amamu.
That you love one another. As I have loved you, underline that one. As I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, please underline this, not this. It's talking about just one thing. By this. Can we all say by this?
By this.
By this. Shall all men know that you are my disciples if you have love one for another. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that Jesus Christ gives us the solution to our work, or how we can be effective as his disciples on this earth.
Christo amaya kwanya ye betumi aye na dwuma ye se suafo e wasase so.
It is when we identify with him, Jesus.
Say ye de ye tumi ehu ye hu wo Christo mu dia.
The church will not be successful.
Say ye hu nya ne sa dia
aso ne. If we preach all other truths.
Say ye to dukra ne nyina agu a.
Apart from the kingdom where that Jesus Christ is.
Na ye njina sa no kra e fa se ne Christo te no so.
It is when we identify with Jesus.
Say ye hu Christo wo ye mu dia.
That men will know.
And son and nipa be who said
that we are his disciples.
Say ye na sua fo.
And the way to identify with Jesus.
Kwanya ye betumi amaya se Christo ne se.
Is to love ourselves.
Say ye be do ye hu.
The way Jesus Christ loves us.
Say ye Christo odo ye no.
It is only love.
Ayo odo pe.
That Jesus wants that it identifies his followers.
Now odo pe and na Christo pe se e be ya dia e be da wa ye be hu se ye ne
so. He did not say
wan ka se
that it is by your riches.
Wan ka se enam wu sika wo so.
It is by the state of the art, equipment and things that you have that all shall know that you are my followers.
Wan ka se wonnyoma wonnyoma eya befo dia wo ene ebe manipa hu se we e masueni.
It is not say people will look at your cars and your buildings and the success of your businesses and conclude that you are my disciples.
Wan ka se nipa be hwe wo ka wo dan ana sa dia wadwuma ye ekoyie na nipa nyina ka se we e masueni.
It did not even say by your power.
One couple send them to me.
Shall all men know.
Manipulate you now who said
truly.
Send no crap.
You are disciples of the mighty God.
Why? Why I was saying the man when you make a see.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh.
It didn't say by your successes.
One couple what we hear dear mono.
By your numbers.
Ana samu dudu omu.
All shall know.
Eni pe nyina be hu se.
That you belong to the Lord of hosts.
Ana na ye nyina ye ye onyame prekope ne.
No.
Wan kasa.
Somebody says about pastor, all those things are important. Yes, all those things are important. But when it comes to the world knowing that Jesus exists and we are witnesses unto him, we are his evidence. If they have to know, it is nothing but his love. It is nothing else. He didn't say by this and other things which are also equally important. Yeah. Shall all men know. Yeah. He said by this singular one thing alone. He wants your eye to be on one thing alone. Not on many things. Because when you do that, you become confused.
Yeah.
As a believer, you have to be good here. 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 You have to be rich. You have to be that. You have to be that. You have to have that status before men. You also have to have that and have children and have that and have that. A lot of things. He says, no, not those things. Only one thing. Only one thing is where I want you to focus.
Now, what you make us so for Nasikani, Japadia, any year, dear, eh, yeah. Never say I can't hear no more, no cradia. Kristo wanka se fa wenanya wenum nyina ka ho ne oka yan se senyimpa nyina be hu se wo ye misue ni dia ene na wo se wo do se dia me do no wanka se yan fa ye nisi ne o ma bebre so ye mpa ibo so ye tumi so ye ye die so ne o ma ye wo ne ayanim se ye be ya ma ye hu se ye yatene ne fo da bi o se ade ba ko pe ene se ye ya ene nipa nyina be hu se ye ye na suafo ene se ye be do.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is love.
Ayodope.
Not love as we love ourselves.
Enya sa wo do na ya de do ye huna.
Because I tell you, some people don't love themselves. Some people, they don't love themselves. They rather go and die and commit suicide.
Ebinum no wo mo ho. Ti o mbeso wo mo ho konfo.
Wow.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
This love I'm talking to you about, ladies and gentlemen, is not the love that most people are familiar with. It is not love your neighbor as yourself. Wow. Because the way you love yourself may be wrong and corrupted. But there is something incorruptible about the way Jesus loves. But you see, the way Jesus' love is, it derives from the love of the Father, God the Father. Because He came reflecting the Father. He said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Wow. So this love is a love that derives, Jesus derives it from His Father.
And it is how do you hear God say me? Ayo da Christo onye fi neja no.
And we also derive it from Jesus.
Na Yesu yenya sa odo no fi Christo.
Wow. He is our reference point when it comes to love, the love we must display.
Na sa eba no odo wo say e da na dia.
So let us find out the love of the Father which Jesus Christ came representing, and then we will know how He wants us to love one another. For which reason the Holy Ghost came.
And you see, Mama Yahya said, "Ya, a jano odo ya, Christo obabeda sa odo nedi. Ama Yesu Yesu fi Christo ho. Ama Yahu said, "Ya, wase ya dono."
God's love is wonderful because it has nothing to do with anything you have done.
Hallelujah.
It has nothing to do with anything you have done. It means that it has nothing to do with anything that you will even do.
Na ne woman say, when Yakupon dono, engina bibia wa yasu, ana bibia wo be yasu.
So ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully so you can be assured of God's love all the time.
Hallelujah. And no tea, who was any that swan said, when you could pound on our home, I bring you now.
No matter how down you are,
and found Sanya Wabutoya.
I said, no matter how down you are,
and found Sanya Wabutoya.
You can be assured of the love of God.
Hallelujah. Who bet to be any that swan was our when you could pound on him?
Because nothing you do or not do affects it. You never did anything to merit it in the first place. So you cannot do anything to not qualify for it. Ladies and gentlemen, even me, mere man. I'm talking in the flesh, a man like me. if I see that somebody is standing in the way of a truck. In the way of a truck, a car that is speeding. I will not wait for the person to call me. I will just get upon the scene and whisk that little boy away from the place that the car is passing. Human as I am, if I see somebody trying to kill himself, he has got a rope around his neck, I will not wait for the person to make any requests and fast and pray. I will just see the thing and rush down, and then I would help the person not to kill himself. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, that is how God loves you. Because some of us, we think that God is some way. If you are committing suicide and you don't call upon him, he never helps.
We
were all on the road to suicide. We had hung a thing on our neck, the rope on our neck. But God commended his love towards us.
Hallelujah.
That whilst we were still sinners, he let his only son. He did not have 10 for him to spare one. The Bible always emphasizes the only son. He released him to die just for the chance that one day you might. There's no certainty. It's a chance thing. If there is certainty, then God is love, but is some way. But he released Jesus to mankind. He knew mankind, and mankind had a will to either accept Jesus or not accept Jesus. So he gave his only son, not because of a certainty, but for the chance that they may accept my son. What a love. I said, what a love. He loves us, ladies and gentlemen. And that is what the devil does not want us to hear. He wants us to hear that God loves us on some conditions. But let us go to the beginning. That is not the impression God gave about his love. That is not why up till today, many people, including many believers, they think that God wants us to serve him before he blesses us with what we call blessings. Listen carefully to me, ladies and gentlemen. God so loved us in a manner that he will not wait for us to serve him before he blesses us. Service is not service to God. It's not a condition for God to bless you with all the things that human beings are craving for, all the material things. But that is a picture that the devil wants to give to believers. And they say that if you serve God, he will bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, I see God blessing people who do not serve him at all. I remember the story of the prodigal son. A story that Jesus gave to demonstrate the love of God. There are many stories that Jesus gave, among which is the story of the prodigal son. And I see in the story that God had already blessed his children even before they decided to serve him or not. So when the younger one, after he has spoiled all the riches, one third of the property and all that, he came back, the father will not accept the fact that he must serve before he gets acceptance and blessings.
Hallelujah. Na papa no anyi antumu se obetwa se ne mane mesum ansa na wa mani nsira.
When he said, he didn't even allow him to come to that place where he would say, make me as one of your highest. He just cut him short. He said, bring the robe of righteousness, bring him the ring of authority. Hallelujah. To spend.
Hallelujah.
In my name. He said, bring the shoes and kill the fatted calf and let us make merry.
Hallelujah. Now when you go pon one chance or banu po baby and waka se yemi wakwa numba kwa manan kasa or kasa ya obe kasa peno din satu na kukwa si jai. Hey, mufa tarefu from a shano, monsane ka, monsane pabwa, na mu kumina chweka siye na yantu paiti.
And then came the elder brother.
And a brother penny by.
Who thought that God will bless him based upon the fact that he serves him. He has served and served and served and he doesn't see any God's show.
Hey.
So when the younger one, he learned that the younger one who has spoiled his property has been given all this kind of welcome and all the blessings or not, he was so annoyed with the father. He missed the whole point of what it means to be a son.
Because
a son is not a servant.
A
servant serves to be blessed.
Na akwa or some serve.
A son does not serve; he just enjoys it.
Na oba die omre ni papa na nyanu nuodi.
Freely, graciously.
Wodi nukwa.
Wow.
Hmm.
You see, many believers, they have this understanding that you, because I am maybe a man of God, God must bless me based upon the fact that I have laid down everything and all that. Ladies and gentlemen, that is not the basis of God giving us things that we humans call blessings. The basis is that you are a son of God. You are a son
Hallelujah.
Of God. You are a son
yes.
of God.
Yes.
You are qualified.
Yes. Now, you are not doing it and say, hey, me, I want your mini pack. And now when you mean my dumb and now I'm a sumo, and you tell yourself what woman is a shra, Nippany and him say in shra. But I make a show one more tear, see, and say, Session and your coupon them and offer monk what the ma and ma and ma hallelujah. And that is a way on your me badia and your widow.
But ladies and gentlemen, the problem is the Old Testament.
Now, how do I pump that down?
Because in the Old Testament, the majority of the people we read about, we call men of God.
Now, we upon that down, mono, and some now ye king can we upon that down, we one my castle, omu ye nyamen krofono.
We are not like them.
Yentisa wamo.
Because they were not sons of God.
Now, omu ye wanyanku pama.
They were servants of God.
No, omu ye wanyanku pamkuano.
So you read your stories. And God said, if you do this, I will do that. We read your stories. And when they did that, God brought the blessing. And we said, now it means the revered Moses himself, who worked miracles nobody has worked before. Hey. We are comparing sonships. Oh my God.
Mercy.
Your children, sons of God, to faithful servants of God. They don't come anywhere near the privileges of the sons of God.
Hallelujah.
But that is the problem with the Old Testament. So if you do not understand the person and the principles and the performance of Jesus, kingdom truth that sets us free from the trap of religion, you will tend to lead your life and believe God. And you say, even Elijah, even David, even who? Hey, we are different from them.
Hallelujah.
I said we are different from
yeah.
them.
Yes.
That is why I prophesy to you.
Yes.
That the love of God.
Yes.
Is coming into your life.
I receive
because
it.
Because you believe His love.
Hallelujah. Now, upon some of you, and say, "Yawa nyanku pankuwa, and yawa nyanku poma." Now, my Christo babeti ni jumanu ohu sorry je yanku pe. Yanyanku abiam hallelujah. Yawa nyanku poma. Power near on ya woman who now so be a quadia. I was so a year, Juman son, away did he? And that's what can come upon that dana. When you could pon them kuan and frunum. Now was so we ye be to us and Bacassa, Emperor David, Emperor Mose, Emperor Ruth. One we be beyond son of Musra, Eba, as I said, almost I bring no more on your coupon qua. Now say a name Christo near Wabaya Maya. Now what do you free and quasumu? No dear kofa who dear mu asisia yen yan kwabium ye yama we are joint hers ye ni Christo dia and ya na wa say ya yan sana yen ya hallelujah. Wudam hallelujah. Wudam uyo nyame ba.
That is why, you know, some people say things like, oh, okay, then pastor, what is the joy of service? Then when you serve God, what do we get? Is there nothing in it? There is something in it. That thing we call inner satisfaction. It is just inner satisfaction from doing what you were created to do. Because you were created to serve God. Ladies and gentlemen, when you serve God, there is a certain satisfaction that comes to you just by staying in what you were just formed and made to do. So they are sons of God who do not have this inner joy of serving Him. They may have all the blessings. They may have all the largeness. They may have all the fame. They may have all the things that we think. By this shall men know that you are anointed or you are called of God. They may have all those things but not have inner satisfaction you get by operating in the track God created you and put you on to serve Him for His pleasure. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name. Amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.